Hello, and you are listening to the Red Rabbit Podcast. I am your host, Ticket Hickory. Red Rabbit is an unusual place where answers and questions are often the same and where one hole leads down to another. A place brimming with secrets, buried treasures, and hidden puzzles. Be warned, if you are satisfied with the obvious, this is not the podcast for you. However, if you do choose to stay on the journey, you will find the secrets of Red Rabbit. Fare thee well, brave travelers, and most of all, welcome to Red Rabbit. Episode 1. Welcome to Red Rabbit. You are in Phase 1. Who cares about the radio star? Your name is Peter, and you live in apartment number 3B1 Brechin Road in Red Rabbit, Wisconsin. You moved to Red Rabbit on February 13, 1974, when you were 12 years old. You loved Red Rabbit right away. You are happy in Red Rabbit. And what is there not to be happy about? Red Rabbit is home to the Red Rabbit Squalls, the best high school football team in the country. You would know. You played for them when you were in high school. And it's also home to Jason's Best Shakes, the best milkshake stand in the country. And you also love the Lebon Theater, the best community theater in the country. You love Red Rabbit. You are a maintenance worker for Poker Flat Industries. You love your job as much as you love your town. You have just gotten home from work and feel relaxed and glad to be home. But then you notice you have a message on your answering machine. You play your answering machine. Hey, Pete, it's me. I'll try to stop by later. I want to tell you something. You look, and you notice, stuck between some advertisement flyers, a handwritten note in your mail. It's from your old friend, Billy Hobbs. You're tired, and you know you shouldn't read the note, but you do anyway. Even though you know Billy always loves wasting your time. You read the letter out loud. Hi, Pete. Sorry I missed you. I just had to tell you in person that I finally did it. Mark this date down in history. April 24th, 1990. I got my pirate radio station up and running. Tomorrow's the grand opening, friend. And none of that bubblegum and pop stuff. I'm talking real music. Nothing but underground stuff. Real hip and avant-garde grooves only, man. Think about it, mate. I'm talking about sending free, unadulterated, independent rock from deep inside the black hole and spreading it all across the airwaves, brother. Rock and roll right into the stratosphere. I know what you're saying. I can already hear you, Pete. I know you better than you know yourself. You're saying, Billy, the corporate suits aren't going to let you bring free grooves to the masses. I got you covered, man. I'm going to stuff their souls with rock and roll, free their minds. Hey, I remember that time when your pappy grounded you for a week. The first time he caught you hanging with me. He flipped when he caught us listening to rock and roll, man. He thought he could just lock you up in your basement for a week, and that'd scare the rock right out of you. He never stood a chance. Ha! He was always a pill. But who cares? We're grown up now, and now the rock never has to stop. Not even all the king's horses and all the king's men can put those prison walls up again. Am I right, man? Come by my place, and we'll talk about it more. Come when you come home from work. Your pal, Billy the Captain Hobbs. You like my radio handle? The Captain of Rock and Roll. And this ship's going all night, man. Remember what we used to say as kids? 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. You put down the letter. And even though you know you shouldn't, you go to Billy's. When you get there, you notice that Billy's door is left open. And Billy isn't there. You look around. There's no sign of struggle. The house is no more messy than it usually is, with Billy's penchant for endless band posters and concert flyers, and his rare collection of records from bands no average person has ever even heard of. You notice his computer is on, and next to the computer, a thick manila folder with a note on top of it. You read the note. Hey, Pete, I had to leave in a hurry, but I left you a folder and some things on my computer so you can get a sense of my idea. I hope to be back soon, so don't go anywhere. I have to meet with some... The note abruptly ends. You sit down at the computer and flip through the folder. You know you should go home, but you don't. For some reason, you can't turn away from the screen, and you can't shake the feeling that something is wrong with Billy. Thank you for listening to the Red Rabbit Podcast. I am your host, Ticket Hickory, reminding you to always listen and watch carefully. Until next time, brave travelers.